The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing no-cost mediation services to Michigan's farmers for over 30 years. Start resolving your farming disputes today by visiting their website, michiganmediates.org. A final Pioneer Harvest update for 2024. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today. Well, there aren't many fields left across Michigan that still need to be harvested. Eric Pfeiffer joins us now with our final Pioneer Harvest update of the season.
That's true, CJ, and the only reason there are still some out there, according to Pioneer agronomist John Richards, is because some Michigan farmers simply ran out of room to store the crop, which means pretty decent yields.
Most of the state, probably some of the best they've seen in years. There's a few pockets where it got dry early where, you know, it might have dinged yield a little bit. But I think as a state, we're going to average a pretty good corn crop.
As Richards looks ahead to 2025, seed selection is always key to a high-performing season.
Luckily, you know, here at Pioneer, we do what we call impact plots, and we utilize 2 years of data. Obviously, for 2025, we're going to see how a hybrid performed last year in 2023 on an extreme and how it performed 2024 on another end of the extreme line. So just gives us better answers on how to position our products to get the maximum yield capabilities of these genetics.
And of course, you don't know what you have in your soil until you know what you have. Richards recommends getting in and getting a soil sample done if it's been some years since you've done so.
While you're also doing these soil sampling for your fertility, it's also a good time to send off tests to like a nematode lab such as Michigan State just to see where your SCN populations are at. And there's a reason they call it a $1 billion pest. You know, it can definitely be yield robbing. So especially for guys who are going beans back to beans, it's nice to know if you do have SCN pressure in the field. Actually, if you send samples to MSU, the soybean checkoff dollars actually pays for that. And one thing here at Pioneer we have for our lineup next year is between a 1-8 maturity and 2-8 maturity, we have 5 peaking varieties, which just helps give you that extra defense against this yield-robbing pest.
Get in touch with your Pioneer representative to start putting a plan together for next year by visiting pioneer.com/findmyrep. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
We have what you want, when you want it, where you want it. At Michigan Ag Today, we have up-to-the-minute farm news, weather, and markets 24/7. You can find it on your local radio station and on the Michigan Ag Today website and the Michigan Ag Today mobile app, as well as your social media channels. All because we want to give you what you want, when you want it, where you want it. Michigan Ag Today. Tune in. Log on.
Hi, I'm Elena Preston from Cassopolis FFA in Southern Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
We've got another mostly dry day here settling in over Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at your Michigan Ag weather update. I don't see any major weather issues trying to come in here over the next 24 to 36 hours. Now, I'll be honest with you, we are going to be seeing a little frontal boundary trying to work in as we move through late Wednesday and then on into Thursday. This frontal boundary originating from the south and west is going to bring rain. I think we're looking at some decent moisture, all things considered, anywhere from a tenth to, I'll go up to 3/4 of an inch. Now, I do think that the higher rain totals are going to be right along western Michigan, right along the Lake Michigan shoreline. We're going to be seeing plenty of moisture try and come off the lake, but I don't think it makes it inland very far. We do see this through Thursday. It takes a little bit for clouds to break up overnight Thursday night into early Friday morning, but then we are partly to mostly sunny for the balance of, honestly, the weekend. Friday night to Saturday, Sunday morning, partly to mostly sunny skies in here. I think we see a few clouds overnight Sunday night into Monday, mostly north into Ontario and the northern part of Michigan. I am not looking at precipitation right now. We follow that up with a dry Monday afternoon, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday time frame. I do think Thursday late into Friday of next week, we can see our next round of moisture trying to work in here. But overall, pretty good setup if you have still a little bit of field work to do or outside stuff. That's the thing. We're also looking at mostly above normal temperatures. Even when we see a little bit of cool air incursion out of Canada, it's a far cry from where we should be this time of year. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Eric Pfeiffer joins us once again, this time with market analyst John Zanker as they break down Monday's grain markets. And they spoke at the close of trade on Monday.
John, here to kick off the week. We are seeing losses across the grain complex. Corn, small losses, but losses nonetheless. But soybeans and wheat, larger losses. What's the story here today as we kick off the week?
Well, I think you have wheat pulling down corn to some extent. So we've taken the weather card out of the wheat market, and not only here, but in the Black Sea region as well. So pressure on the wheat, export sales and shipments have not been good for wheat lately. And unlike corn and soybeans, no support from the USDA on Friday. So, Eric, we did have some pretty good numbers come out for soybeans, especially with that yield drop of 1.4 bushels per acre. That popped the bean market pretty hard there for a while, but kind of a disappointing close, and some of that carried over into today's session so far.
What are we looking for here as we move forward this week? Could we see a turnaround Tuesday to really get things back on track?
Well, with the government offices being closed for Veterans Day, and by the way, thank you to all the veterans that we have listening. We didn't have the export inspections report or any other government report, so hopefully we'll see some good numbers at 11 o'clock Eastern. If that happens, I think that we can regain some of those losses that we saw.
Market analyst John Zanker. Settlements from Monday, December corn down a penny at 430, March a penny and a half lower at 442 and three quarters. November soybeans dropping 5 to 1011 and three quarters. January 8 cents lower at 1022 and a quarter. And December wheat falling 7 to 565 and a half. December live cattle unchanged at 183.70. And December lean hogs climbing $1.35 to 81.77. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.